Hi, Dawn Stensland here today with Carolyn Ziegler, co-founder of renowned child safety brand Dream Baby. Carolyn's here today to talk about how to keep the garden or backyard safer for small children and what dangers we should be looking out for. Carolyn, welcome. Thanks, as always, for giving us insights. I'm sure there's so many parents and caregivers who really welcome your advice. What are your key recommendations when talking about garden safety?
Oh, I love the garden. I think it's such a great place to be. But, you know, while it's tempting to have your children play in the garden while you think you can have a quick 5-minute rest or you need to complete a chore, you really never, ever leave a child unattended in the garden. Nothing replaces proper adult supervision. You know, you've got to remember to clear away pet general animal droppings. I mean, I know some of the places that you and I have been together, I've seen some deer wandering around. So, you know, just make sure all animal droppings are picked up. You definitely don't want children putting anything like that in their mouth. The other thing also to bear in mind is, you know, in some of the areas that you and I have been together, there aren't fences around properties. So, you know, you want to make sure, even if you're out there, that the children are near you. You know, don't let them play near a barbecue. Do you know, especially if you've just finished barbecuing, and, you know, we love to barbecue in our house, make sure that the barbecue gets cooled down, keep kids completely away. But even if the barbecue is off, have the kids stay away from it. You just don't want anybody accidentally turning the barbecue on. Now, swimming pools. You know, we all love a swimming pool. We all love being in the pool. We all love everything about it. Of course, we don't like cleaning the pool. But you know what? You need to make sure that the pool is properly fenced off. It's really important. Make sure your door is closed and it closes on an automatic closer. But you still need to make sure that you are always watching. Now, Dawn, I don't know about you, but when my kids were young, we didn't have a pool at first, and certainly not a big pool. We had a little inflatable pool. Now, we all love those little inflatable pools. When you leave that pool, make sure it's emptied every single time and, you know, store it away. You don't want to leave it out and then all of a sudden it starts raining and then water fills up. Even an inch or 2 inches of water in a pool can be a drowning hazard. So make sure you empty that inflatable pool and you take it away. You know, gardening tools, certain plants, pool chemicals, fertilizers, they're all there. Make sure anything like that is not left out in your garden. Make sure it's locked away in a cupboard or a shed or, you know, the garage, anywhere like that. Just make sure they're securely put away. And of course, hoses. First water the garden, but then we like sprinkling the kids or we sprinkle ourselves. You know, make sure that hoses are put away because they can become a strangulation hazard as well.
So important, Carolyn. Thank you. For more information, go to dreambaby.com.au or you can go to dream-baby.com.